Let's do the interview. Excuse me, Sophia, do you mind coming here for a minute? We want to find out what you're going to study tonight and how much you're going to study tonight. So she's giggling a little bit, but that's the usual effect.
Biology
is a freshman. There's free gum, free double bubble on the house. Come on.
An open mic right here. Come here.
Come on. We have a couple questions to ask the freshman community. She's repping anatomy lessons to class right now. Come on over. Come on down. You want free gum? There's free double bubble.
Free gum for anybody who talks to
Come on, everybody.
Eric, save some gum for me.
Okay, so you're on the air right now. Hold on.
You're studying tonight.
We want to know how much you're going to study tonight, hour-wise.
Per subject.
Right into the mic. Just tell us, tell the whole world.
All right, from 6:15 till
10
o'clock in the morning, I'll study.
Till 2?
Till 2.
Now, as a freshman, what the hell are you doing?
Freshman year shouldn't be taking that seriously.
You shouldn't be doing that much work, I'm telling you.
I have to write three papers.
So you've been blowing it off up until Sunday night.
Yes, I have.
Now I've got a question. Have you seen any of the four-year seniors? I mean, we've got, what, is it two or one sitting here with us?
Two.
I mean, there are...
Two. I mean, look at us. We didn't do 1 ounce of work our freshman year, and we're still here. Is that amazing or what?
That's amazing.
And now, do you plan to blow off your spring term senior year?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. There's hope for it. There's a little
bit of hope. Charlie Gray. Enter Charlie Gray.
Charlie Gray, he's going to sit down and give us a few words of wisdom, are you?
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the rock and roll doctor here. Hey, this is the rock and roll doctor.
Where are the rejected conservatives? I thought
the rejected conservatives will be down later on.
Hey, you can't cut anybody down.
There's free gum, free double bubble for everybody. You want some double bubble? Free double bubble on the house.
Come on down here right in front of the library. We got a free double bubble. We got Eric in a lime green jacket.
I know, this is a part I dressed up for the occasion. It's a black tie dinner.
He almost went to the chat with that.
I almost went to the chat with that. That's right. Now, you people are representing the sophomore class, I understand that. Excuse me, would you please tell the listening community how much homework are you planning on doing this evening? Per subject.
Like
10
minutes or so?
10 minutes?
Each subject.
There we go.
10 minutes. That's the lower half of the class of sophomores.
Warm Diet Coke on the house. That's it. Enough warm Diet Coke to feed the world right now.
We're going on three turns.
We're giving Ethiopians Diet Coke now instead of rice.
Yeah, keep thin. You don't want them to fatten up, right?
Uh-huh. Let's see. So the sophomore, representative of the sophomore class, says she's going to do 10 minutes. She's on her way to real success.
Yeah, but that's the lower 5% of the sophomore class right there.
No, that's the top 5%.
Yeah, the top 5%.
Once again, anybody wants to come down. Hey, you going to stay a while, Charlie?
I'll hang out for a while, yeah.
Okay, I want you to grab a seat. And for anybody else who wants to come down, we're just picking people off as they come.
All right.
These people are entering and leaving the library.
Oh, here's another victim.
Another victim.
Academic type.
Hey.
Come on over. You're on WNMH. What do you think?
Well, she's not on yet. She will be on any minute now.
WNMH.
Hey, you want gum? Free gum on the house. Anybody wants gum? Come on down. Mr. Gray?
Yes.
We have a question for you regarding the chat last night. How many people are you aware of that were under the influence of some variety of an intoxicating substance?
I couldn't tell you. I was too trashed at the time.
And what was your drug of choice? We concluded that Miller was the preferred beer, but...
No, I was heavy up on the caffeine, and the nicotine level was way up there.
No, that's cheese. That doesn't count.
I'd just like to say I was really, truly offended that all they offered for coffee was styrofoam cups.
Here's an issue.
I was almost tempted to get that vicious ring of deans and complain, but I thought better of it, you know?
Hey, you want some gum? There's free gum here.
Ramsey, wasn't it worth it to see Jacqueline Smethers in a tuxedo?
It was nice.
It was worth it.
And Mr. Unsworth.
The blinking tie, huh?
The blinking tie, Mr. Unsworth, was it.
Classic.
That's typical tacky Unsworth.
You're on the air. Hi.
Say more than that. Okay, here we have one of our free-thinking NMH-type individuals, and what do you think of life in general at this point in time? I mean, you got free gum, now you got to talk to us for a minute.
You can listen on this.
The gum is really hard. Don't come down and get some. It's not worth the trip.
Oh,
the Diet Coke is nice and soft, if I'm a little
there's warm Diet Coke for all. Now, what do you plan on doing in the library is my question.
Studying?
Why?
No, the book bag.
You want to... Okay, let me get you... I can tell your career from now, right here.
I want to get off academic warning in the office.
So you're one of the lazy people that gets caught.
Yeah.
There we go.
Welcome to Procrastination
Youth,
right here.
How do you get the Coke?
Take it. That's all you have to do. Just warm Diet Coke.
You have to strip in front of the microphone.
Everyone can hear you.
We've been trying to give it away on shows and stuff. Now we have to force
that's really canned urine.
Here we have a freshman stripping in front of the microphone.
Just to get that Diet Coke.
They'll do anything nowadays for that Diet Coke.
Eric, have you not noticed here that, as you've probably seen from the students who've been coming and going, that just one of them. Welcome to Radio Slugs, ladies and gentlemen. This is the monarch of garden gastropeds.
That's right.
Well, you know me.
Well, have you noticed that at this school, it's more of a practice in learning what you can blow off
as to what you can really do?
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. Free gum? Would you like some free gum?
It's free.
There's free gum here. Come on down, free gum.
Really, it's not binding.
Warm Diet Coke, warm urine, we got it.
Anyway,
continue, please.
Come on.
But watch what you say. This is live radio.
This is live radio. I can't beep you out.
No. Now, hold on. What do you think about, we're going to cover another topic here, Dick getting up at the assembly this afternoon. I loved it when he raised his hands. Dick Unsworth.
He was
Richard P. Excuse me for the formalities. He took on the God position.
He resembled God.
That man is the best speaker. Ramsey, no more homework.
Can I share an embarrassing tale with the radio listeners?
Oh, please. This ought to be good.
Oh, God.
This is Tori Kimberly, by the way.
Oh, it happens every day.
With my camera.
Closer.
I'm taking pictures.
Speak right into the mic, babe.
Right.
Eric wants her closer.
And my friend who's sitting next to me took my camera because she was bored with the reverend's speech.
No.
I had to play with my camera. I said, no, don't touch anything. You'll break it. She said, no, I won't. Next thing I know, she's
not an NMH student, trust me. She is not a representative of the NMH community.
She opens the little film door that the film goes in. While there's a roll of film in there. And then I grab it and close it. But it starts into the auto rewind mode, and it goes...
Can you do that sound again, please?
For about 5 minutes, in the middle of Reverend Unsworth's speech, and everyone in the auditorium turned and looked at me.
Do you think he noticed?
I didn't hear. Sorry, we need names.
Hey, I didn't look at you.
It was Tanya Amos, a junior in Marquand.
What room number? We'll check her out tonight.
I don't know. It's on third floor.
I don't think you won.
Can she?
She told me not to tell anyone that she did such a stupid act. So.
We won't tell anybody.
Actually,
it's a secret.
Someone is cranking your show on second floor, Marquand. I think it's Gretchen.
Nice. Well,
thank
we'll
you,
pay
Gretchen.
Her off later on.
Thank you, Gretchen.
Thank you, guys. But before we go on, before I offend any more people, I must say that all views represented on the show, I'm supposed to say this, trust me. All views represented on the show are not necessarily the views held by the Northfield Mount Hermon School or the WNMH staff, so they're only held by the idiot sitting right here.
Their opinions.
Their opinions, exactly.
Or just any common...
And if we offend anybody, well, that's too bad. Sorry.
Come down here and talk to us about it.
Yeah, really. I'm leaving in 7 days. I really don't care.
One of the considerations we had, I'm the program director of WNMH by no choice of my own, and this is one of the concerns we had with
Out of there!
Was that he is a senior in spring term,
and I
knew that it would come to the last show when he would just completely lose all control and wear that jacket.
That's right. This jacket is 100% acrylic nylon. Nothing but the best.
Hey, what do you think of that, Ramsey?
Why don't you think I have any mosquitoes around me and everyone
else? Ramsey, that jacket is never going to degrade.
No, listen to this. I don't have any mosquitoes around me.
You guys have mosquitoes?
Those
evil non-biodegradable jackets.
That jacket will outlive styrofoam.
This takes up more landfill than styrofoam does.
You could not destroy that with gasoline. That jacket's going to be around long after we...
No, really.
There's going to be some cockroach wearing it after the apocalypse.
This really Coke stain right here, I'll have you know, it's going on its third anniversary.
Third anniversary.
Speaking of which,
wet stains right here, fifth anniversary, babe.
Active jacket.
Eric, is it about time? I've got a request booted up for you down at the studio. I was in there talking to Dyer.
That's right, I'm right here. I'm all by myself.
That's a surprise. It's from me to you.
No, we have the Kelly Fausch Memorial theme song, the last show. Fausch Memorial theme song will be rolling tonight. This is the song. Now, for those of you who just joined us in the past 2 years, my sophomore year on Radio Slugs, I had a note.
Are we going to do the NMH Barbershop Quartet version of Jingle Bells right here, right now?
Mm.
Hey, well, we can
get the hell out of Jerusalem.
Are we going to do it?
Let's go.
I mean, we've been practicing this for years.
Don't you love it?
Wait, we got another
passerby. Help yourself to gum. Jama.
Hey.
Come in here. We have
help yourself to some gum. You know, we've got free double bubble down here. Really
hey, tell them to bring some gum down here.
Barbershop Quartet style with bubble gum in the mouth.
I think we'll do...
Smacking the gum.
No, I say we do Imagine.
Imagine.
Okay.
Imagine.
One, two, three. Imagine all the people.
Pay no attention to that needle popping up.
I know, right?
I think all we're right. Better tuned than they were.
Suddenly.
You're going to blow the exciter as well as the transmitter.
You know, I'm working on that. I'm only a junior. It's pretty true. I'm working on that. I'm getting
scary
my committee. Our senior song, I think, is going to have to be something, you know, another one of John Lennon's great masterpieces. I'm going for Helter Skelter.
Typical.
I think that sums it up. Right?
It gets typical.
See, but Purple Haze.
Later on this evening, the Kelly Flash Memorial theme song will be spinning in the disc player, just for old time's sake.
All right. Should we play Charlie's song for now?
Hopefully Kelly's out there. Radio
she man. Better be. Somebody better. How about some
come down and get it. We have a whole bucket full of it.
200 pieces of gum ready to roll into no, someone's
they're just down here waiting for everybody. Bubble. Please come down
giant.
And get some.
Yeah. Giant gum. We're looking for some nerve who will be entering this building called the library.
He's probably already in there.
What we need
don't
here
label
is
people.
A topic, Eric.
Don't
I
label
mean,
people.
We need a topic on the show. We've covered Eric's jacket pretty much. We've pounded that one into the ground. The problem with Ramsey here is an Alaska veteran.
An Alaska veteran.
Yeah, and what
yeah,
exactly
tell us about your experiences
with the water?
In Alaska.
I've heard two theories.
Two theories about the water.
Yeah, one that there's a lot of oil in it, or one that there's just...
a lot of fish in it,
too
right?
many dead fish floating around. That's
right.
I mean, what do you think?
What do I think? It? Well, you know, I think there's a little oil and a little fish.
And
I think
they just don't
oily
mix.
They just don't mix, you know?
Sounds right. like the...
get rid of the oil of the fish.
That sounds like Fish Mexique in
that's
West
the school gets his, yeah, school gets their fish from up in Alaska.
That's right.
That's really
fish Mexique is really from Alaska, where the oil is, you know.
Should we let her have the joke?
Joke.
Right.
Clean joke.
How many guys does it take to drive an Exxon tanker?
But on bunks. Oh, sorry.
Hey, Dave. What? I'm Bob McKenzie.
One in
my
fifth.
Brother Doug. How's it going?
Humor.
Wow. One and a fifth.
That's
now, wait a minute now. One and a fifth.
Fifth.
You get it?
One and a fifth.
Fifth. The driver was drunk.
Oh, one and a...
Whoa!
I'm sorry, but this
everybody's
person is not a student here.
Look, remember, she's on academic warning.
She's one of those exchange students. She's from Sweden.
Excuse
her. Let her explain the joke.
She's still recovering from
it.
Lobotomy. She's just on her way out.
Just from a lobotomy.
Well, for all of you, for all of those who did not see the Saturday New York Times, did you see the Saturday New York Times?
Eric
always reads the New York Times, of
course. I'm a news hound.
But for those of you who did not see the front page, on the front page, there was an article about quarters.
Quarters?
Yes, I saw that.
That quarter in your pocket that you might stick in some stupid video game
could be
worth up to $20,000.
How's that?
Okay, if you look at George Washington's head, he's got a little tail on the quarter. Down below the tail is a little mark on it. It's the mark, and it says where it was made. It's either in, think it's P for Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania,
it's a D
or
for
D
Denver.
For Delaware, or Denver.
Denver,
yeah.
Denver.
Like
Denver.
And if it doesn't have one, it's 1989's only. If it doesn't have a mark on it, it's screwed up. They don't know how many they made. They're worth up to $20,000.
So it's like those—it's like those stamps.
Look through
they're
your
paying,
quarters.
They're
look
paying
your,
for defected
your,
quarters.
Your pig bank.
My pig bank.
They're pig.
You just never know.
Let me get this straight.
I'm emptying my pocket. See what I have.
Okay, quarter. That probably costs about $1.50 to make. They are going to pay you $25,000 for one if they screwed it up.
Exactly.
God bless America.
Well, the Tracy Muffins are going to be looking through all their mother quarters now before they go buy all the quarters off the Tracy Muffins.
Before they stick that quarter in that machine, they'll think twice.
Now listen to this. This is what warm Diet Coke sounds like.
Oh,
nice.
Now listen to this one.
And chew some gum.
Nice! Nasty, you just
it's
blew
here.
The needles
I'm
on that
one. There's one can left.
This is why we had to encourage the deans not to let Eric take his, the PG
oh,
year.
Oh, we're
going to
read Young Republicans' editorial?
Oh, yeah, this is
yeah,
the
I think that is an essential. Before
the Gouster Gazette.
The privilege the of Gouster his presence, I'd like to read on and on, over the air his wonderful article about communists.
Oh, he's right,
communists.
Eric Gouster, if you're not familiar with the bridge, Eric Gouster is now
wonderful.
Taking over the bridge.
I love the editorial page in this, you know, it's... Everything's by Eric Gouster. It's just so much fun.
Now, hold
Gouster
on.
Gouster is the editorial.
No, Gouster and Bunce are. Now, isn't this wouldn't this provide for a little bit biasness in the editorials if Gouster and Bunce, the two leading progressive conservatives, control the bridge? I have real problems with that. Real significant problems.
Who's in charge of the radio station?
Well, that's no one at this point.
You got it.
Hey.
Welcome to last week. You're right. We're just,
that's right. No one does anything.
We've got 7 days, too. We'll be back, though. Radio Slugs is, however, his.
This is leaving a trail of slime wherever it's heard.
You gonna take this one to college with you?
I don't know. If anybody's going to USC, they have the privilege of listening to me down there, too. Okay, we got some people. Oh, looks like Abel's coming down.
Uh-oh.
Nice. Some more guests.
Speaking about slugs,
free double bubble. Free gum on me. Come on now, get some double bubble.
Is that Jama in the background?
No, actually, it was really good.
Free gum for everybody. Free gum. Come on, get some gum. Look at all this gum.
Oh, hey, drop a piece. Come on.
Come on. Who wants? We want to talk to some people in the community. Come on over. Free gum. Say a couple words to the community. Swing that mic over there, Andrew.
What are we reading, huh?
Okay, hold on. What you come up to the mic here. Come up to the mic here. Tell us what year you are, first of all.
Have to?
No one's going to know your name, trust me.
Freshman.
Now, how much work are you planning on doing this evening?
Her name's Emily.
Emily, okay, we'll go.
Okay.
Emily X.
Emily's a freshman.
Emily's a freshman. What dorm are you from?
C5.
Scary.
C5. Oh,
really scary. You guys are making a lot of money off those flowers, aren't you? How much money are you making off those flowers?
A lot.
I figured a lot, but I mean, let's get some dollar figures out. You don't know?
Come on, let's have some figures.
20, 30,000, 40 maybe?
The radio slug, nothing is. We're
going to
bring the extra
machine. Now, hold on. Do you like C5?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a nice dorm?
Yeah.
Yeah?
If you like peace and quiet.
What do they say about the Satan worship after midnight?
Don't tell anyone. No one's supposed to know about that, Charlie.
Uh-oh. Charlie, what were you doing after midnight in C5?
Uh-oh.
So what are you walking into this building for if you live on the other campus?
Checking out.
Checking it out? You've never been in the library before here?
Hanging out.
What are her grades like, huh?
I mean, that's not what libraries are for. I realize that a lot of people misconstrue that and go and study in the library. You wouldn't be doing that, would you?
No. How much homework do you do on an average basis?
The seniors trying to go in there and screw
do you use all of it? I know, but how much does that take up of your time?
3 or 4 hours.
Three as a freshman?
As a freshman.
3 or 4 hours.
What are they doing?
God.
It's an increased workload.
Not quite so advanced yet. They're still working on that.
Hey, Demba, the Demba Flowers now. He's a representative of Ames, is that correct? And what other organization are you representative of?
None.
Well, your college apps can look really good. Why don't you come up, step to the mic, say something to the listening public.
Yeah, I'm representing the connoisseur parchment.
Represent more than you represent, Eric.
Ooh.
Wait till I save that for Gouster. Save that for Gouster.
Green belt.
Free gum. That's free gum. Even though you just insulted me, free gum. See, I love my enemies.
If you're really poor, you
they call me Jesus.
Say something on the air.
Oh, no.
You can take two if you want. There's plenty. There's 200 pieces of gum.
Four.
This is the kind of stuff that's going to hang out.
Is that the remote?
This is the remote. This is a little piece of equipment that we call the remote. Now, as Ramsey's now researching for Eric Gouster material.
Eric Gouster.
Loudmouth, as he calls himself.
I can't really find one I want to read. I could read something about his song, you know, the class song Imagine. He says quite thought-provoking things in his Last Wednesday, the 19th, at campus meeting, we sang the song Imagine. As it is one of the senior class songs, before we sang it, it was said that it described the class very well. I hope that this is not the case. Some of the lyrics in this song bother me greatly, such as, imagine there's no heaven. It is easy if you try, and no religions too. I find this shocking, especially coming from this school. This song openly denounces religion, and I find it offensive. I also find it unbelievable that David Shockett, our dean, was singing and leading this song that offends my religion.
No.
Is it appropriate in this school that practices religious tolerance to have anyone, dean or not, to denounce any religion? I think not, and I will not sit by and watch such a thing happen in my school.
I think the reason...
Amen, amen, amen.
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 Is Eric Gouster a Christian?
He must be.
Get the mic over.
Now, Gregor Cow's here this evening. One of three musicians.
He has a guitar.
He has a guitar, which means he will use it, I hope.
Uh-oh.
And now, Greg Kell is the lead singer of the ever.
I'll sing along. We'll sing along. It'll be a sing.
Hey, do you know how to say? Do you know how to play Imagine?
You can do Imagine.
Do you know how to play Imagine?
I play it.
You don't.
By the way, the ingredients expressed on the show are those of the station.
We've already gone through that already. Yeah. I go through that about once every 10 minutes.
What do we want to do?
Here, he's the lead singer of the Violets, if you're not familiar with him.
Let's play a song.
Stones, okay, here,
Stones.
Bring that mic over.
Bring that, swing two mics over here.
Uh-oh.
That's right, we're going to get one on him.
Stereo effect.
One on him and one on the guitar. Because this is Gregor Cal here.
What is his hair?
What is his hair?
What you want?
No.
you want. You can't always get what you want.
Hear that, Kelly?
But if you try sometimes, but you might not find, you get what you need. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get what you need. So I went down to the demonstration. Just not fun. Get what you need. Yeah.
We are the world, huh?
Yeah, we are the world.
Made it, Dan.
You don't have any library, huh?
Drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. Well, a man that looked pretty ill. We decided that we would have a bowl. In other words, my favorite flavor, cherry. Jimmy, well, that said one word to me, that was it. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
It was amazing, man.
In front of Dolwyn, the people are complaining up there.
They're really trying to study.
They're trying to study.
Don't close the windows.
Like, goddamn people causing noise up there.
We have with us here in the studio right now, here in our open form, we have, ladies and gentlemen, quiet please, Sid Whitaker, the general manager of WNMH.
He has a few words for the listening public.
All right. What do you think of our remote here?
There's free gum.
We can't hear you.
One piece.
One piece to a customer and two to general managers.
You gotta send this to Ethiopia now. Come on.
So now what do you think about it?
Send your chewed gum to Ethiopia.
Oh, God. Tease them.
Mr. Olander outside doing this today.
And not in the studio.
Yeah, and not in the studio.
Hey, I'm in the studio.
Don't you get me. Pretty well. I guess you guys are all having a good time, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Did you join us for the sing-along?
No, I just came over from the outdoor.
And let's hear some from other more people. Keith Clark's another four-year senior. How much work are you doing in the past week studying for exams?
He's got a grin.
He doesn't know the number. It's very large, though.
It's very large, yes. I can see that he's really working very hard. The bags under his eyes and everything.
Oh, there goes another window.
I don't think they like us very much.
Carson.
Ramsey, I think you scared him away.
I guess that's about two windows now.
Two windows. There's one to go. Two to go.
We've got one up here blowing off her homework, looking out the window as. What's your name, lady?
Carrie Tribe.
Okay, Carrie Tribe is on WNMH. Gotta scream real loud, all right?
We want to know how long she's been in the library.
Okay, hold on. Let's hear what she says.
What subject are you blowing off right now?
Bio. Who's your teacher? Who's your teacher? Mr. Who?
No comment on that.
No comment.
Ooh. What was the name again?
Come on.
You having a good time?
Nice. Who did that one? That was nice.
John was
fine. WNMH free Diet Coke.
Warm Diet Coke at that.
There you go.
Nothing but the best. It's not that warm, it's choice.
Hey, we get it all back in Belgium.
She's not a student here.
Room temperature.
Room temperature.
Outdoors.
So who won dorm softball anyway?
Hillside.
Yeah, Hillside West.
Second year in a row, bud.
They cheated.
The dorm
athletes. Wait a second. Notice the connotations here. I mean, does this not remind anybody of a little bit of the Last Supper?
Oh, John.
We got him all set up here. Eric Olander's on his way out, ladies and gentlemen. Come down and join him. We're having too much fun down here.
And who else wants to speak here? We got a piece of the mic.
What was that?
Keith Clarkson having an orgasm right now.
Right here. Right now, live on NMH.
He's got this neon sticker right above his scrotum. It says family pack on it.
Once again, Eric. Eric, once again, it's time for the disclaimer.
All views represent, I'm not sure, not necessarily those upheld by North Montgomery School or by WNMH management. Thank you very much.
So, or by any reasonable primate.
What, excuse me, Mr. Clarkson, is that your name? What is the connotation? Number two! What is the connotation of family pack right on your
I think he needs an interpreter.
There. He's just making very weird.
I don't think he had too much fun this weekend.
Huh? Anyway, moment of silence, please.
Uh-oh.
I can't take it anymore.
No, Keith, come to the mic. Come on. I have a question. I was thinking about...
No more bubbles, Keith. No more orgasms.
Easy.
I was thinking about this tonight, dinner. What am I going to be doing in 1 week from this day, like, at this time?
Yeah, we're all...
Passed out.
All seniors.
I guarantee it.
Well,
no! Not a whole lot.
Mr. Adams, since you seem to be a connoisseur of drugs around the campus community,
yes, yes.
What do you think will be the drug of choice at the senior parties?
Drug of choice at the senior parties? You mean the graduation parties?
Party, yes.
Well, you know, I think beer is most definitely, you know,
beer,
a graduation
taste.
Drug, you know.
It's a great taste.
Drug. Those keg parties, less filling, tastes great, right, you know?
Less filling.
So you don't think the acid and the shrooms won't be as
I don't know, you know. That's more of an NMH thing, you know.
It's more
of
a, so once you get out of NMH, just no more acid and shrooms.
Well, I don't know.
It's cool, you know. What's the fun, you know?
It's like a crack addict once he steps out of New York, never has crack.
Yeah.
You know? I understand where you're coming from.
All the time. Yeah.
We have another Hillside person back there.
Oh, where are we? Oh, Jeff Burke?
He's got a guitar.
Jeff's got a guitar.
Hold on, one of the guys.
Excuse me.
One of the only few remaining student leaders in Hillside at that.
Thank you.
What about me? Hey,
thanks, everybody.
Adam is
actually.
Adam is the only student leader left on the void side of Ghoul.
Woo-hoo! All right, Ramsey! Actually,
you
Eric.
1 week, Ramsey. Don't
Eric,
blow up.
Don't Eric, I just came down to say, I'm just psyched to hear that Kelly Fauscher theme song.
It's coming on.
Because, as you may remember, I'm one of the few people who knows the whole story behind it.
Hey, you going to play something for us?
Yes.
Well, I don't have anything in mind. I just brought it down.
You know Imagine? You know how to play Imagine?
We're trying to play this.
No, I don't.
Oh, man.
I know. You need some backup for that.
Right,
but
well,
I can't
it
really
nice
survive.
To have you on the
hey,
show.
You know,
hey, I'll try.
Get out of here.
Let's figure it out.
Play.
Play. We want music.
We'll just start playing at A2.
Wait a second. I'll think of something.
Great back.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Where's John? Floppa.
Where is Greg Akel? Greg Akel, can you play a duet with Mr. Burton here? He's singing right now.
Yes.
He did say yes. Okay.
Wait, we have a Mrs. Abby Lechtoller.
Lechtoller, come on down.
Abby, for your free piece of gum, just grace us with your beautiful voice.
No swearing, please. Please come down here.
She's got her algebra
book.
She's
a model on Vogue. She's on this cover's Vogue. This month's cover of Vogue magazine. Park your butt right there.
No.
No, really.
Eric, stop that.
No, really. So, this is the Gould Airhead as we... No, listen. My best friend is that...
He's not the only Gould Airhead.
I didn't say that. That was a Gould person saying that.
That was a Gould person saying.
Say something.
No.
Giggle.
Make her giggle.
Gotta get this. There we go. How's that gun going down?
The nation lives on with 1 week left. Yay!
We have about 15 people all procrastinating. There's Keith Clarkson going at it one more time. The family pack.
And the band is now tuning up.
He's by now picked all the gum off
underneath the bottom of the table
and his crotch too. He's playing with his crotch. No, this is a combination. This is a bringing together of Live Stew and the Violets. I mean, never ever done before.
What a collaboration!
Never will be done again.
It's like the Charlie Mulberries here of Animage.
Let's call it.
Okay, we're ready. Yeah.
Lockstock.
Come down and see it if you can.
How come we're doing this? Well, so this is a little change of pace.
We got a week left.
Yeah, really, a little change of pace. How much homework are you going to be doing this evening?
Well, I already wrote it.
Okay, we're ready. The band is ready.
Oh, the band is ready. Slugstock here.
We're going to have to move down,
here, swing those down, Abby.
Wait. Like, get off the bench.
Somebody's going to have to give up their mics.
Yeah, this mic will give up.
Watch the cord.
Okay.
No, this one goes over this way.
I'll sing it.
Slugstock.
Okay, sit down here. Okay. Can you do that?
I'll sit down here and you can sing to this.
Okay.
Oh, is that Ernie?
You can sing into this one here.
Ernie!
Oh. Wait, great.
Ernie's not supposed to leave his post. Let's get another mic over there for him.
Okay, then I'll hold this up to you here.
Alright. Yeah, it's this one over here.
Woo! This is for everybody.
This is Slugstock, part one.
This is the community mic.
Let's get hippies dancing out here, come on!
Turn it up!
Big wheels keep on turning.
Turning.
Carry me home, see my kin.
Yeah.
Singing songs about the Southland.
Oh, yes.
And so baby, once again, I think it's a sin.
Everybody, join in. Hey.
Right. right there, Greg Akel and Jeff Burton, the Violets coming together.
Hey, wait a second.
And School of Fish.
And Live Stew. I meant Live Stew.
And School of Fish, too.
Hey, windows are opening up here, Eric.
Windows are open. Oh, my God. We got one window plus here. We're at three...
Four
windows now.
Four windows.
Oh, there we go. Two windows. Three windows.
Oh, no way.
No, that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
They're just sneaking in. Listen.
North Tower. What are they doing at that? I want to know if anybody's had sex in the
tower
before.
Tower?
I don't think so, Eric.
He's that bozo.
John Tower is the drunk bozo.
He's a drunk bozo, right? He's got to write up the report on Reagan, too, right?
My question is, if anybody's ever had sex in the towers, I'd like them to come down here and tell me, because I'm really curious. Something I've wondered if this is live.
You're morbid.
Eric, do you think they're going to tell you?
Hey, listen, I'm the next Dr. Ruth out there. You know, people can tell me their sex problems from now on. Like,
Dr. Oland.
You get a free piece of gum. Now, hold on, dream on. Now, we have the representative of Morning Madness. This is the show in the morning that wakes you up with giggles. Here we go. Giggle for us, please.
Giggles and inside jokes.
There we go.
Tell us, push your show a little bit.
We have the tallest man on campus right behind us, too.
All right.
Yeah, how you doing?
About your show,
hold
man.
On, we got to get a show right, in with WH plug first.
Oh.
What are you guys on?
Grab pieces.
Monday. We're on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And 6:45 to 7:30.
And they sound just like that.
Sometimes we're really hyper, and other times we're really not.
Kind of like,
but they always
giggle. Try to think, but nothing happens.
Always giggle. They're guaranteed to giggle when you turn on the morning show. Now, let's see, we have the world's tallest anime student.
Who looked big to us, Nate. Nate from Daly.
He looked like he was dancing by himself last night if you looked over the crowd.
Do you have to bend your head to get into the door in Daly?
He was a disco monster last
night. Keep him going.
Every week, Nate Heck provides a great service to Radio Slugs. He's the commentary. You know, like John, whatever his name in NBC News. When we say Nate Heck with commentary. So Nate Heck's going to come over here with commentary.
Can I have a sit?
You want to sit? You get that mic over there, Nate. You get the big extendo mic.
Hey, Eric, we have a real guitar player here with us now.
Oh, we got
Mac Ritchie.
Macaroni.
Has Greg left yet?
There he is.
Hey, can you do one more song?
Matt Baskey's here, too. We want to hear from Matt Baskey. It's essential we hear from Matt Baskey.
Now, hold on now. We have a collaboration now of three of NMH's best artists, Mac Ritchie, Greg Akel, and Jeff Burton.
We need John Fluffa.
What?
Is coming down tonight. And Russ the bus driver should be down here later on, too, so that should be proved extremely interesting.
Russ is coming down.
Okay, so you guys tuning up, getting ready?
Disco driver.
Disco driver.
Eric.
Yes.
When are the rejected conservatives going to get here?
Rejected conservatives, the progressive conservatives, excuse me, should be here, and they are going to take on a studio audience. Okay, we got to give them all our mics here. What song are you guys going to be playing?
What are you going to do?
How about
Magic Carpet Ride? Magic Carpet Ride, okay.
We all know the words to that, right?
And if we don't, we can fake it.
We want audience participation in this, folks.
Mac. You can play those chords like close your eyes.
Yeah.
All right, I'll play those chords.
They're playing those chords like close your eyes.
I think he doesn't know them. All
right. Keith Clarkson does all the time. Let's go, hippies. Dance, hippies.
From here, and you don't know what we can find.
night. Every place I go is right. Be it far, wise, near. Yeah, all the way around. You don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? You don't know what we can see. Why don't you tie your dreams to me?
Came in his new, what is that?
New recreational vehicle.
RV.
That's the slickest RV if I've ever seen one. Put right
that
there.
Is an assault vehicle.
The question is, Russ, did you sell your motorcycle?
Come on here and have a seat. We have with us Russ, bus driver galore, extraordinaire, and he's come in his new family assault vehicle.
I think he's got a radar.
Okay, Russ, you have to say a few words to our studio audience here. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm on the air.
Embarrassed. On live
Wait,
radio.
I want everyone to know that it was Russ's birthday 2 weeks ago.
All right.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Anyway, that's good enough.
Well, seeing that secret's out, you probably already know I've been around for a long time, so I've had to say a lot of goodbyes to a lot of people. And it's not particularly pleasant. But I'll tell you before I start that I've been prejudiced against teenagers. Seemed like there was a lot of supercilious, very impolite, very self-centered, very lazy, very dirty mouth people around in your age category.
They're still here.
And then I came here, and you people sort of changed my mind.
I don't believe that for a second.
Well, my own daughter said, you, like teenagers, you play their music.
I no.
Said, yeah, finally I do. But actually,
thanks,
what I was going to say is, you've impressed me. Your manners, and you're polite. You know, actually, that's going to get you a long way. In my years, I've known quite a few people that have had it made, very successful. One thing they had in common was that everybody that they ever met, for the second that they were talking to them, they made them feel important. Some people use manners and their politeness just to get ahead or talking to people they figure are they can do them some good or something like that. But you'll be surprised how much good you will do yourself by using these manners on the people around you meet every day. Your bus drivers and your waiters and your waitresses and the people who shine your shoes and the people who wait on you in the stores.
Me.
Hey, got me to liking you. Actually, the job of driving a bus up here, as I've said to many of you before, in your vernacular, sucks. The only good thing about it was meeting you good people every day. I've enjoyed it.
You coming back next year?
Somebody in the lower, in one of the lower classes here just asked me if I'm coming back. Only God knows that.
And he's with us today.
I'm heading out today. I'm going to head out as soon as you do in my rig.
Recreational assault vehicle.
And with towing my motorcycle, I'll divide my time between the sports, I guess.
So you're no longer going to be with us for the rest of the year?
Well, you're not going to be here. What's the use of being here?
Well, this week. This coming week.
I don't know. I'm part-time. They might not let me up here after this anyway because, you know... Actually, I'm not speaking on behalf of my bus company. I'm speaking on a personal basis. So, undergraduates, I will say this to you just so long. If I make it next year, I'll see you again, I hope. Graduates, and I'll tell you right now, I'm going to miss you. I carry a picture of you in my mind. A lot of you, I know your names. A lot of you, every one of you, I know you by your face. Couldn't possibly remember all your names because even your teachers can't do that. I said I hate goodbyes, but I won't see you again, so I guess I'll have to. So au revoir, and au wiedersehen, and vaya con Dios, and goodbye. I really care for you.
Thank you very, very much, Greg. Russ, on a lighter note,
What do you think of your fellow bus driver, the one we've...
no comment on that. No
let him leave in peace.
No comment
just
on
let
that.
Him go.
Can't go that...
Get your claws out of him.
You wondered if I'm going to be here the rest of the week? Probably not.
You take it easy, Russ.
Thank you very much for all your service, Russ. It's been great.
The you take it easy too, Jama. Woo. See you, Jama. It's been nice having you on.
Jama just got fired from North Mount Hermon. The tears in our eyes are just... everybody's eyes are stirring here. Amazing.
Now, I think we're waiting to hear from Nate Heck.
Nate Heck, commentary.
He's got some wise words of...
Tall words.
Of M. Scott Peck, The Road Less Traveled. He's going to tell us about how life is difficult.
Yeah, no, I'm going to complain about that.
No, oh, that's homework. Sorry, that's homework.
I'm not really ready today to talk too much about anything.
Oh, no. But he can lift heavy things.
So, oh, dear. Oh, well, what can I do?
Hey, no comments about that.
Good evening, and what can I tell you? I don't know, I thought...
Nate being speechless, I find this very hard to believe.
Did you go to the chat last night, Nate?
Yes, I did.
Were you intoxicated?
No, I was not.
What do you think the drug of the evening was, Nate?
Love.
Followed a close second by granola.
I know.
Yeah. Are you proclaimed yourself to be a hippie?
Me? Yeah. I'm the inside. I'm the inside.
We have a closet hippie here on WNMH.
Crunchy.
No, I don't. I don't eat any rice patties or anything, so.
By the way, for all those used to ride, there's free double bubble on the house. Help yourself.